I just wonder if we can have the spotlights down, Mark.
That would be brilliant, thank you. Well, here we are. Oh, I can see you now, that's lovely. Here we are, it's the night before Christmas, and you're probably breathing a bit of a sigh of relief because you've been incredibly busy getting ready, preparing turkeys or whatever it is you eat, writing lists, wrapping gifts and all of that. And you've still got maybe one or two things left on your to-do list. Well, I know what a lot of work Christmas can be, so can I just say to those of you who've been working hard, well done. You are nearly there, and you can almost breathe a sigh of relief. And well done for getting yourselves here this afternoon, because it can be quite tricky to get everybody out the door, getting on your coats and shoes, and that's just Dad, and into the car, and getting here on time. So good job, everyone. You've made it this far, and now you can sit, hopefully, and have a few minutes, peace and quiet, sing some lovely familiar carols, and maybe reconnect with God, because that's why we're here. God, who's coming to earth as baby Jesus, just saw that in that lovely little animation, is the reason that we're here, the reason we do all of this in the first place. Now, some publicity I saw the other day described this service as a magical event for families. A magical event for families. Well, there's definitely awe and wonder and mystery surrounding God. And the church looks actually very pretty. So that gives you that nice, tingly, Christmassy feeling. And if you want to call it magic, you can. Well, for me, part of the magic lies in those words that we just heard Abby read now. There's one particular bit of that reading which gives me goosebumps down my arms every Christmas when I hear it. And it's these words. The Word became flesh. We sang about that in our first carol, actually. And that sums up why we're here. That at the center of history is the truth that God, the King of Kings, became one of us. So for me, that's the important magical moment, if you like, of Christmas. Hearing those words, and if you wanted to put them a bit more simply, you could say, God became a human and lived here with us. And that is pretty amazing. Now, children, and anybody else who has a Christingle, can you just hold your Christingle for me? And hold it up, maybe use two hands if you've got a heavy orange. I want to see how many Christingles we've got in church this afternoon. Because later on, in fact, not very far from now, we will be lighting these. And that will give us our next bit of magic moments. Okay, so quite a few, but not everybody has got one. Which I think is a shame, because you miss out. So just hang on to those, hold them really carefully, and children, you need to stay with mum or dad or whoever brought you to church because it's a bit of a safety thing here. Now, most of you have probably got at home fairy lights decorating your house somewhere or your tree, yes? Maybe you have candles when it gets to supper time, because at this time of the year when it's dark outside, it's really nice to light candles. And that gives you that lovely feeling when you get together to eat a meal and you've got candles lit and you've got the pretty lights on the tree and it all looks lovely and you have that lovely atmosphere. Now, put your hands up if in your neighbourhood you've got someone or more than one person who's tried to decorate the whole of the front of their house and garden with blow-up Santa Clauses and lights on trees and lights around the windows and even blow-up penguins. Did you know there was such a thing as the Christmas penguin this year? Hands up if you've got anyone in your neighbourhood like that. About five. Well, you should come and live where we live because we've got quite a few in Seamills, flashing lights and all the rest, and it's really quite fun. Thank you. Put your hands down. And when we lived in Canada, when we were driving anywhere, we would count how many houses between where we lived and where we were going that had all these displays. And it's very popular, as you probably know, over on the North American continent. And with snow on the ground, because in Canada you get snow, it was really festive. Snow, lights, and the night sky. And there's something about light against the night sky, which does that sort of Christmassy tingle thing inside you, isn't there? Light against darkness. Light versus darkness. And actually, we've had quite a bit of darkness in our world, in our country, haven't we, in this past year. You probably don't want to think about it now because it's Christmas, but we can't forget the Grenfell Tower fire tragedy 6 months ago, or the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya people, or the starving in Yemen, or those awful terrorist acts that have happened, or those storms that raged in the US and now are raging and causing flooding in the Philippines. Forest fires in California and elsewhere. Some have said that 2017 has been quite a dark year. And maybe there have been some dark times for you too. I know within our church here at Christchurch, there have been a few people who have had some dark news or moments this year, or even bereavements. Perhaps something has happened to you and it makes you feel a bit sad. Maybe the loss of a job or a family member who's had a health issue diagnosis. Or perhaps, children, something's happened at school that made you feel a bit sad. Or maybe those of you who use social media, you've come across bullying. And that makes us feel hurt inside and not very comfortable. Well, here is some good news for us. Because right at the center of our Christmas story, remember that verse I read to you a minute or two ago, where Jesus stepped out of glory in heaven and became one of us. He stepped out of the light of heaven and into the darkness of our planet, of our world. And that means that he, Jesus, knows and understands any of those sad feelings or hurts that we have experienced this year. He knows all about it. He became one of us. And the Bible tells us that that light, Jesus, shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never overcome that light because that is Jesus. Now, for a few minutes, we are going to switch off most of the lights in church, okay? Just for a few minutes. So by the time we come in a few more minutes to light our Christingles, it's going to look really lovely. So we're just going to switch off just a few of the lights around. I've got a torch here. Do you know, I picked up this torch at home earlier on, and I wondered if the beam of this torch would reach the ceiling. Maybe we'll have all the spots off as well, Mark, if that's okay. Who thinks the beam of this torch might reach the ceiling? I can't see any hands. If you've got hands up, I can't see them anyway. Right, if we can put the lights off, these spots. Okay, let's see. Okay. Well, it gets down there. Ooh, wow. Okay. Who thinks it's going to get up? Ooh, look at that. Hey, look at that. Wow. This is a better torch than I thought. It wasn't obviously a stocking filler last year, was it? All right, so torches work. What if, I'm going to need my torch, what if I was to light one candle? I wonder what that does to the darkness. Okay, right. There we go. So this building is almost in total darkness, not quite. But look what happens when we light one candle or we switch on a torch. Where does our focus go? Our focus goes to the light of the candle, doesn't it? And this little candle sort of puts out the darkness that is around in the church. I know we've got a lovely Advent candles lit there as well. I'm just going to put that down there a minute for safety. So our focus goes to the thing which is light. Now, we can't make darkness because darkness is just an absence of light where the light isn't. But as soon as you light a candle or you switch on that torch or you light a lamp, the darkness goes into submission and our focus is on the light. Now, you've still got your oranges in your hand. Just imagine that your orange represents the world And the sweeties, if you haven't eaten them all already, the sweeties and the raisins represent all the good gifts that we have, the food we have to eat and water to drink and the shelter of our homes and all those good things. Well, we know now, don't we, that the light of the candle is like Jesus. He is our focus now as our light. He's not hiding. Jesus isn't hiding from us. His presence and coming to earth is a bit of a mystery, yes, but Jesus isn't hard to find. What if Jesus was actually here in this place with us now, right now in this room? As we think about that for a minute, I'm going to start to light candles of people who are older. So if you have a candle in your Christingle, which is a bigger one, not the little birthday ones, because children, we're going to light your little birthday candles in a few more minutes because they burn down quickly. If you have a Christingle with a big candle and you're not a really young child, could you hold it up? And I'm going to come and light, and you're going to pass the light on to your neighbor, but not the small candles, please. Yeah, we need to do that in a minute. So if we can be really careful and responsible, we're going to pass the light to one another. And that should look really pretty, but please be very, very careful. Adults, you need to watch the children, okay? There we go. Okay, and the light is going to pass from one to another, hopefully. You know, the skill of lighting a candle is to light it beforehand and then blow it out. New candles, there we go. Let's see. All right, and just watch the hot wax as well. You don't want hot wax dripping on you either. Now let's do that really carefully. So let's think why we need light. Well, we say, well, it's really obvious. If we don't have light, it's dark. Duh. Well, we wouldn't drive our cars at night unless we had our headlamps working, would we? Because that would be really silly and really dangerous. And I know I would not want to walk up Ladies Mile or across the Downs in the dark without a torch or something, because there's no street lamps up there and it's really dark and I would just get lost or fall down a pothole or something silly. We just can't see where we're going without light. And that sounds really obvious, but you know, Jesus coming into the world as our true light to show us the way, he gets ignored. So even though he knows the way that we should go, even though he knows where our true home is, our true north, people ignore him. But what if the light of Jesus was with us now, right now? I wonder if when you were preparing to come to this service this afternoon, I wonder if you expected to meet God in church this afternoon. What if God is with us now? What would you say to him? What if God is right here in this place, closer to you than even the orange that you're holding in your hands? Well, we believe that God is here. He is in this place with us right now. Children, I wonder if some of you have made or bought a gift for your parent. Don't tell me what it is, but I wonder if some of you can just think in your heads what it is that you have made or bought for your mum or dad or a grandparent. You know, I read the other day of a little girl. And you know what she gave her dad for Christmas? She gave him a box of kisses. She gave him a box of kisses for Christmas. What if when you unwrap your Christmas gift tomorrow, that you remember another box at the first Christmas that was not wrapped in pretty paper, but the gift inside the box was wrapped up in special cloth, because that was the baby, God's gift of himself, God's box of love given for us. Now, how are we getting on with our candle lighting? Are we almost there? Can I suggest we hold them where we can see them, not close to your hair, or if you're wearing a scarf, not close to your scarf? That is very pretty. I'm just going to finish up in a minute just want to remind us of that verse again. The word Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. The light of the world for the world to lighten the way for everyone who wants to follow him. Do you ever watch that TV program called DIY SOS? Somebody seen that? Where a team headed up by Nick Knowles go to help a family who may have a disabled child or something else has happened to them, and he calls in local friends and family and tradespeople, and they go, and in 9 days they transform a house from what it was into this amazing place, and it is a gift to the family. And the emotion that you see on the face of those people when they come back and they see their new house is incredible. And you know what Nick says at the end? Anyone who watches that program, at the end, Nick usually says something like, maybe you know someone who you could help. Maybe you know someone you could help. So what if each one of us here allowed the light of Jesus to shine through us to other people? Not just at Christmas, but in the next year, in the new year. What would happen if we just allowed the light of Jesus to shine through us and to help someone else? And if you really knew and believed that God is with you, that God is for you, you know that's one of the names that Jesus is given. It's Emmanuel, and it means God is with us. God is with us.